All right, you guys, welcome to another episode of Loans Can Be Fun podcast. We have Jeff Arnell with Columbia Pest Control with us. He's going to tell us what we need to know and what we shouldn't know. No, I'm just kidding.
All the secrets.
All the secrets of pest control. So kind of just give us the skinny on your business, what you do, and then we'll start asking you a bunch of crazy questions.
Pest control is pretty standard.
Yeah.
You know, you have something that's bothering you, bugs, which is predominantly when it comes, you hear pest control, it's,
yeah,
I've got box elder bugs. I've got a mouse.
I've got wasps.
But it also goes into more detail of things like wildlife. You know, I've got a raccoon in my chimney. I've got a bird nesting in my roof line, you know. But also,
I didn't know you guys dealt with that.
I don't deal with wildlife because it's a...
Isn't it like illegal on some of them?
It's not... Well, okay, yeah, there are some animals that are protected by the state. And so you have to be really careful. And there were too many incidences where... When you're trying to deal with bats and you can't kill them because they're protected.
They're protected.
Why are they protected? Don't know. You know,
right.
Call your congressman. if you kill one accidentally, you can still be fined. You can lose your license.
Oh,
and so I said, I'm out. I'm not taking a chance of losing my ability to take care of my family because of a bat that was protected 40 years ago. And so
I wonder what the populations are doing now.
They're fine. Yeah. Have you seen how many dead raccoons and bats you found on the side of the road? Yeah, they're doing just fine.
I don't see bats. I do see raccoons and cats.
Yeah, if you look for it. So also, I don't know if people know this. When you hear of pest control, that also includes like weeds and things that grow on trees. It's considered a pest.
Okay.
So there are different kinds of controls. I don't deal with herbicides. I deal with insecticides and pesticides. So my business.
Do you deal with like siblings and in-laws?
I got a guy for that. We can talk off camera. Yeah, let's not have that discussion on camera. Anyway, so I deal predominantly in the insecticide world. You know, the bugs and the rodents. I will occasionally deal with a raccoon if I have a cage. I can deal. I am licensed for it.
Okay.
But I'm not going to try to drag one out of your chimney. There are other people who are way more qualified than I am, and it is very expensive.
So you don't deal with the spraying of trees and things of that?
I do.
Okay,
I do. It all depends, too, because it depends on what you're wanting. For example, there are some folks who love their trees. You know, they have their cherry trees.
Right.
Beautiful blossoming trees. Other fruit trees that they don't want the fruit. Why do you have a fruit tree if you don't want the fruit?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of folks who want this service are older.
Yeah.
They want the tree. They want the shade. They don't want the fruit. So I can actually spray your tree so it doesn't produce fruit.
Are you serious?
That. Yeah, there are certain chemicals that you can use that can kill.
Sterilize
when,
it.
Yeah, basically when they're blossoming, you spray the chemical, it kills that stamen, which is designed as the pollinator.
Right.
So you don't get any fruit.
Interesting.
But you still get the tree.
Thing.
Yeah, you still get the tree, but not the fruit. And it's not as common because people are like, oh, cherries and whatever.
Right.
But you ever seen the mess that birds make with a cherry tree?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you get rid of the cherries, you don't have the mess.
Right.
You still have the leaves, you still have everything. I do spray trees for other issues. Some people have box elder bugs, major problems with spraying
the tree.
Have
you been able to get rid of those? Because
100%? No.
Okay, I was going to say. No. I thought you were saying 100% absolutely, and I was like,
can do it. No, there's a, you'll find that of all the, there are two or three particular insects, bugs out there that you will never get a 100% elimination of. Box elder bugs, about 85-90%.
Are they related to cockroaches?
No.
Oh,
well, I'm sure they're cousins. You know, it's Utah, right? We're all cousins.
We're all related
somehow. No, but you know, elm seed bugs and box elder bugs.
Okay.
They almost look exactly identical. They're just, elm seed bugs are smaller.
Okay.
They're airborne. If you've got an elm tree or a box elder tree within 500 yards of your home, you're probably going to get box elder bugs in one capacity, volume or the other.
Okay.
I can spray your house top to bottom. You're going to see a pretty huge decline.
Right.
You're still going to see the bugs.
Okay.
So we do guarantee our work to a certain point.
Right. I mean, there's a certain thing where you can't get rid of certain things.
You can't. But we'll knock them down. Spider mites, clover mites are another big problem. You'll never get rid of 100%.
I think I had a neighbor that had those, like, they're the little black bugs, right?
Which one are you talking about? You're talking about the LC bugs?
She was like, she had little, like, black bugs that were hanging out in her bathroom window.
It could be a clover mite or a spider mite. Yeah, they're red and they're black. And you can spray them every day. It's all about moisture. When you're dealing with bugs, if there's a lot of moisture present, you're going to have more bugs.
Yep.
So those, especially the spider mites, are
and it was in a basement bathroom, and she just had a hard time getting.
Yeah. And we'll offer, say, listen, I told you, when you call me up, you say, hey, listen, I got a problem. I'll tell you over the phone flat out.
This is what you're going to expect.
It's going to cost you X amount of dollars. I'm going to do two treatments because it's going to take at least two to knock them back to where you're happy. But understand that you're never going to see them gone 100%. Once you catch a mouse, the mouse is gone. Problem solved.
Except for his babies.
Yeah, you can't. Well, you catch them before she gives birth. You're a certain pest that people don't need to be educated. And that's one of the things that I do. I'll spend a lot of time on the phone with people.
Yeah.
A lot more time than I don't know. I don't have a receptionist.
Right.
I'll take a phone call. I never know how long it's going to be. It could be 20 minutes. I'm answering questions, telling them this is how it's going to be.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I go, I'm going to go with somebody else. Great.
Yeah, because you told
them
the truth.
I hope I just gave you enough information to not think that I'm lying to you.
Right.
I'm going to charge you a very fair price, but
well, you don't want to waste people's time either. And it's like, hey, because I mean, it's like if you go into a house knowing it's not going to solve their problem, you're not doing a service.
You get someone who comes to you with they're making $55,000 a year and they want to buy a $800,000 house. There's a real good chance they're not going to be able to afford that. You tell them flat out, that's not going to work.
We do a lot of that where we tell people.
You lose customers. You lose customers. And the thing is you're better off.
Yep.
Because truth be told, if you don't believe me, I'm trying to be as honest with you as possible.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. I mean, that's like our business model where it's like we tell you what you need to do in order to qualify.
Yeah.
And we're very upfront, like this isn't going to fly or whatever.
That's the way to run the business. And unfortunately, in a lot of industries, and pest control is real bad, especially with the door-to-door salesman. They'll tell you whatever it takes to get that sale.
Yeah.
And more often than not, they will mislead you. They'll misguide you to tell you things that aren't true.
Yeah, like that they can get rid of mosquitoes
Yeah,
forever.
We'll get rid of the brown recluse. Guess what, America? In Utah, there's no brown recluse. There are no brown recluse in Utah. So when they're selling you, we're going to get rid of your black widows, your brown recluse, they're lying to you.
Yeah. Right.
There's no brown recluse, black widows, But I pride myself on people. The fact people trust me. I'm Jeff the Bug Guy. They trust Jeff the Bug Guy.
Yeah.
You know, they'll go to my Instagram page. I have all kinds of
information. Yeah, tell us where they can find you.
At Jeff the Bug Guy.
On Instagram.
We're on Facebook under Columbia Pest Control Utah. I give informational videos. We try to have fun, you know. Yeah. Like I give instructional things on what to do before we show up.
Yeah.
Funny things.
Can you kill moths?
Yeah, absolutely we can. Depends on the kind of moth.
It's just a little...
You've got the pantry moths, you've got the clothes moths, and there are different treatments we can do.
Dude,
That's
we have one bedroom in our house that we moved into that had little worms on the walls.
Yeah.
And then I just have little moths chilling in my house in different places now.
Mostly in the kitchen area, pantry
No,
area?
Okay. It was like in a bedroom basement that had nothing in it.
Could be a clothes moth. Everything has to be identified. I have treatments for everything. We have fumigants, we have sprays, aerosols, we have... granules, we have everything. And unless if I can't identify what you're talking about.
Well, there's a bunch of dead.
I can't prescribe. That's good. Take a picture and send it to me. Take a picture. People send me pictures all the time.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is when people send me pictures of poop. What animal is this? I love
you're like,
poop
that's your
pictures.
Daughter.
I love poop pictures. I'm like, that's not a dog. That's a human. You've got a neighbor who's playing a tractable joke on you. But, you know, is this a mouse or is this a rat?
Right.
Put a penny next to it and take a
picture.
Tell
you how big it is.
I'll tell you what it is. You know, I people just send me, Jeff, take a picture
I'm
of your crab and send it to me.
Poop pictures
I get
to
a lot of poop pictures. Oh, you know, make sure it's appropriate.
Yeah.
But some of my
what
friends, you know,
this
some of my friends think it's funny when they send me pictures they shoot and they go, oh, what kind of poop is this? I'm like, seriously, dude, come on. You jerk. But,
I love it.
But no, send me pictures of your bugs and I'll identify it for you and I can prescribe a treatment. But I can't prescribe a treatment unless I know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, I know exactly what it is.
One of the hardest things in this industry is I'm not a doctor.
Right.
People will say, I'm getting bit by something.
Well,
send me a picture. Well, I can tell you you're getting bit by something. You're obviously having a reaction to it.
Yeah.
But
we can't
what
find
is
the
it?
Culprit.
I couldn't tell you. I can tell you what I think it is,
yeah.
but I'm not a doctor. So without knowing what I'm actually treating, I can't prescribe a treatment.
Right.
Because yeah. I could fumigate your house and it'll kill just about everything.
Yeah.
But by law, I have to know what I'm treating to use the chemicals we're using.
Yeah.
On
that note, so several years back, there was a bad thing where some kids died because the bug company used the wrong chemicals or what
they
happened?
They were using the right chemical.
Just in too high a concentration?
In the wrong environment.
Okay.
My understanding is, and we get this all the time.
Yeah, because I was like, I want you to talk about it because, you know.
Yeah, my understanding is this, and this is coming from the gentleman that I bought the company from, you know, in 2015, because he mentioned this to me.
Yeah.
And I've learned about it over the years. The chemical that was used was a fumigant, which is designed to kill rats. I think it was called aluminum sulfate. You toss it down the burrow. It also works on pot guts and other, you know, burrowing creatures.
Mm-hmm.
But my understanding was it had been taken off the market as a residential treatment type of chemical. It was supposed to be used on secondary housing, cabins, maybe rock walls. I don't know the details of that. But My understanding is it had been taken off the market.
They used it in the wrong way.
But he used it in the wrong way, covered the hole, did what he was supposed to do if he was using the right environment.
Right.
The vapors seeped into the home, killed the two girls. Yeah, and it affected the pest control world for about 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
It really affected
people. Well, because when people have come to me to want to do it, I'm like, what are you using?
And, yeah, 100%. And you have that right to know.
Right.
We have labels.
Yeah.
Thank goodness the internet's a wonderful thing.
Yep.
You call me up and say, I want to have this done. I have concerns. What are you using? I can text you or email you that label.
Do you have any really natural ways to do things, or is that just ineffective?
I'm going to get a lot of enemies from the companies that do the all natural, right. Organic.
Sure.
The chemicals that we use predominantly are derived from
chrysanthemum,
which is the major pyrethroids.
Yep.
It is
because I've asked these questions. Because
she's smart and she's educated.
She's smart on the things.
She wants to know, and that's a great question. And I'm happy to provide that information. But people say, "Oh, we're going to use oils and mints and things." I have never met one person who's ever said that that was a really
effective,
valuable, and effective service. Now, there are those who have fears, and I get that. And I would never try to do something in your home that you're uncomfortable with.
Sure.
But if you want me to use like mint oils and things in your home, I'm going to say you're going to have to call somebody who specializes in that.
Yeah.
Because I don't do that. Right. I also don't charge $300 for a treatment because I'm using the all natural route.
Right.
But I don't have any confidence in it because I don't know enough about it and I've never heard good things about it.
Sure.
That doesn't mean it doesn't work.
Right.
But I don't know enough about
it.
Because I know what I use works. I know it's safe. It's very regulated.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We measure it properly. We treat properly. And as long as you know going into it what the challenges are and what the expectations are and what the things you should worry about are with your kids and your pets, it's very safe. It's very safe. I do it around my own kids.
Right.
I won't do it around your kids if I won't do it around mine.
Sure.
So you're safe with me. You're safe.
So I know you're safe with Jeff.
You're safe.
Jeff the bug guy.
You're in good hands.
You're safe
with Columbia Pest Control. I got you.
You got you.
I got you.
So... termites, that's something we have to have pest inspections for certain loans.
VA loans, yeah.
Yeah, so termites are not a big thing in Utah, but how often do you see them?
They are a big thing in Utah.
Really?
Yeah, in certain areas.
Because I was going to say, I think I've had one come back with termites.
It's rare. It's rare. We do, I have a company that I use predominantly for my termite inspections. That's all they do is termite inspections.
Okay.
Utah Termite Specialist. Shout out, Rob. They're amazing. They're a phenomenal company. But it's about a 3-5% that we find termite damage. Yeah. And it's predominantly old damage.
Okay.
In Roy, the termites are bad.
Really?
Centerville, Bountiful, Kaysville, bad. Do you guys know much about the way those areas were
40,
50 years ago? They were all orchards.
Yeah.
And then they come through and they cut down all the trees.
Yep.
And they build houses. Well, what's underneath the ground? Hundreds of tons of roots and wood.
Mm-hmm.
The termites are rampant. Now, they're a little different in this state than they are in other states. We have the subterranean. We don't have the ones that fly, from house to house.
Right.
They go from the ground up. So more often than not, we're not going to find termites. I mean, in fact, we know the 150 termite inspections we do a year, 4 or 5 come back as termites. 1 or 2 are active.
Right.
The rest are old. We got to spray it because the VA requires a treatment.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's...
Well, like
it's
the VA requires like spraying before a home is built.
Yeah, they do require the soil treatments.
And stuff. Yeah.
And that's actually very lucrative. I enjoy doing that. it's very lucrative because it's really not necessary.
Right.
Except the VA, which I think if anybody's out there who makes the laws... Could the VA become a state thing and not a federal thing?
Seriously.
Every state is all by the same rules.
Yep.
They're not, every state's not the same.
Yeah.
Right.
Coastal, humidity.
Yep.
Utah does not need that kind of detail, but happy to do it. and that's one thing that I've actually, builders, I try to get out to builders.
Well, it's required.
It is. And I get maybe 4 or 5 of those a year. There's not a lot of guys who do that because it's not worth their time.
Right.
But it really is. It's just like, you want me to go out and spray a foundation? It takes me 20 minutes.
Right.
I use a lot of chem
as
labeled, but you want to pay me how much?
Had one transaction where the house had already been almost fully constructed and we had to like go back and try to find who had done the pest spray.
Make sure someone did it.
And make sure it happened and all this stuff. And it was kind of a pain in the...
Well, we can do the treatments after the house is done, which is when I usually get the call.
Done before we can do the loan just to prove that it's been done. Yeah.
You can actually spray the wood directly, the studs, mm-hmm. before it's covered up. more often than not, it's they call me and say, oh, shoot, house is built.
We need you to come
spray. We need you to come and spray. Well, the thing is, you can't spray. You got to inject.
Yeah.
We got to inject. It's a soil treatment. Very simple.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much time. So any of you builders out there, I'm yeah. your guy. You're in good hands.
Jeff the Bug Guy.
You're in good hands with Jeff the Bug Guy.
Jeff the Bug Guy. Yeah. Okay, so I'm trying to think, what bugs cause the most damage for people besides termites? Like, what are you seeing people having the most damage?
Emotional damage or maybe physical
damage? That would probably be bed bugs.
Yeah, bed bugs, lice, fleas, cockroaches.
Dude, we sold our house up in Brigham, and we moved into this little town home. And then I found cockroaches.
Yep.
And I about came unglued because I just was so grossed out. And I was like, we stayed there for like 2 weeks. And I was like, we got to go. Like,
roaches are actually not as hard to get rid of as you might think.
See, I've heard that they're like, they'll be here after Armageddon and things like that.
They do not die. I mean, they can survive just about anything.
It's crazy.
Except Twinkie, right?
We step in. No, Twinkies too. And Whoppers, right? Do love a good Whopper. Termites, I'm sorry. Cockroaches cause a ton of damage. They poop everywhere.
They're disgusting.
They are disgusting. And unfortunately, we tend to find that the biggest issues are in the lower income areas. Mm-hmm. People who can't afford new furniture, new appliances, they'll see a couch by a dumpster and they'll go pick it up because it's a nice looking couch. It's got bed bugs in it. It's got roaches in it. So I've actually done roach and bed bug treatments in multi-million dollar homes. They travel. They catch them.
Yikes.
The predominant area that we treat are lower income, and that's just the
don't
nature
they come
of the
up through like the sewer system.
There
and
are
stuff?
Certain there are some
that's
roaches.
Where they thought mine
those
were
those are the
from.
American roaches. Blech. That's an easy fix. It's an easy fix.
So
roaches
was
are
moving.
Simple. Yeah, so is moving. Yes.
Burning it
with
down.
A 5% increase in your interest rate.
That was different. That
totally
was
worth it.
Hey, that was years ago.
Totally worth it. No, but I would say the pests that cause the most damage, structural and damage, of course, the carpenter ants and the termites. Roaches, because they do poop on stuff, and mice, they dropping. It's a hazmat situation.
Yeah.
When you've got an infestation of rodents,
they're so gross.
It's got to be cleaned
disease.
Up properly. It's disease. It'll make you sick. I mean, people will say, I've had this mouse problem for a couple of years. I'm like, yeah, how foggy is your brain? They go, yeah, I have a hard time thinking. I'm like, you're breathing in.
Oh my gosh.
Like this really nasty toxin. Like we got to call
so
it
gross.
Hazmat. So, you know, more often than not, it's not necessarily the physical damage. It's the emotional damage. People get very, it's hard for people to live with this kind of thing, especially
see,
when
like,
they've
I
been
won't
comfortable.
Go outside in the summer because of mosquitoes.
Yeah. And as well, yeah, I got to get affected too. I mean, I hate them so bad. It's actually hard for me. I deal with some customers who are, they've gone through company after company with issues.
Yeah.
I've got this one customer we've been dealing with now for just over a year. Just a sweet, sweet lady.
Yeah.
It's a hard situation. She's got a bunch of people in the house. She's had six different companies. I'm the sixth come out and try to get rid of her bed bug problem.
Oh my gosh.
5 years. 5 years. She's spent thousands of dollars.
Oh my gosh.
We came in after one treatment, knocked them out.
How do you kill them?
There are different ways. Chems, fumigants, sprays, all that different stuff. It all depends on the situation.
Don't they have to like remove everything and like...
Some things it's almost best just to throw everything away.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but it's not necessary.
Okay.
Heat treatments are the most expensive way to go. We use fumigations, we use sprays. The challenge that you have is she's emotionally on this downhill road because she can't figure it out. She got reinfested 6 months after we did our first treatment. And so I started talking to her
like I should.
I'm like, let's figure this out. Where do your kids go? Oh, they visit their mother and they visit. I'm like, okay, let's inspect that home.
Yeah.
Oh, we went out to the Philippines for a few days. Okay, great. let's figure it out. And a lot of times people don't walk through with their customers. When did the problem start?
Where did it
start? Well, we're just going to come treat it. Well, what are you treating? Let's figure out the symptom and not just the problem.
You got to find the source of it because it's like then you can actually stop it instead of bringing it right back into your house.
If you've got a mouse problem, you've had mice off and on over the years, how are they getting in? Let's fix that problem and then we can fix the rest of it. Because if you don't fix the symptom, you're never going to fix the disease. And people, we just talk to Jeff the Bug Guy. Talk.
Talk.
I will figure out and you'll be in good hands. Let's figure out where the problem is and let's fix it. And I lose a lot of customers because they want, fix it now. I'm like, I can't fix it without knowing.
I don't think, and some people don't understand the bug life cycle.
Yeah.
That sometimes you have to hit them during certain cycles in order to eradicate
them. No, you're not. You're 100%. And that's the hatch cycles are very important to know. And do I know everything? No. I'll be the first to admit that. But I do a lot of study. I have to. And I've got very experienced technicians.
Yep.
And we go back and forth.
How many different trucks do you have?
I've got four trucks running.
Okay.
Probably getting a fifth this year.
Nice.
Very, very busy.
But never too busy for your stuff.
Yes. People. Never too busy.
I'm never too busy to have a conversation with a customer.
Yeah.
A new customer, an old customer, a first timer. I've been training for 10 years.
Yeah.
You have a question, let me take the time to talk to you.
Yep.
If I don't have the time to talk to you in person, I will call you on my way to my next appointment and I will talk you through the problem.
Awesome.
Communication is key in any business. Mm-hmm. As you know, in the mortgage business, you've got to walk them through step by step. Yep. Otherwise, something gets missed.
We're always so surprised when people talk about different lenders they worked with and we're like, how does that person stay?
How does it work? How did you not lose everything?
How could you survive?
Yeah. My goal is to make sure people are educated. And sometimes it does bite me in the butt. It really does. Because people don't want, they just want to solve the problem.
Yeah.
So I need to know before I can solve the problem.
Yep. Right.
You know, the more you know, what is that, G.I. Joe? The more you know, go Joe. Teach me so I can teach you.
Do you remember G.I. Joe or were you too
young? Oh, you're too young for that.
I was too young
for that. Born in the, you're born in the 90s, aren't you?
I was born in the
90s. Oh my gosh. What year are you born?
91.
I'm 78.
Okay, you and I are just right there. I was like in seventh grade when you were born. Well, good for you. You look
what
great.
What year were you born?
77.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm an old man.
G.I. Joe, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what G.I. Joe is.
What was
Felix
it?
The Cat? Woody Woodpecker? Gummy Bears?
I know awesome who they stuff are.
Yeah.
I just didn't watch the shows. Yeah.
I didn't really watch too much of G.I. Joe. It just wasn't my scene, you know.
G.I. Joe was fantastic.
I was in My Little Pony.
There was a life lesson.
I did like He-Man.
Every He-Man
and
too.
She-Ra when they came out with She-Ra.
Dynamic duo.
Care Bears. Think about those
shows.
Bright.
Think about those shows though. Back then, there was a message in every single episode.
It really was.
At the end, G.I. Joe would come out and say, "Okay, kids, never cross the street without looking both ways."
That's why.
The more
that's why we were such good people.
Yeah, and still are.
Yes.
Still are good people.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, different
good
generation.
People in a weird
dude,
world.
I tell you what, they're like Looney Tunes, the best thing ever. And they like want it to be all like,
that's all, folks.
They want to act like, you know, that you can't know that you run off the side of a cliff and that you won't fall. Like, come on. Yeah, anyway.
I love it.
Tom so and Jerry.
That's probably the section we'll cut out because I'm just kidding.
We're not going to cut it out.
No, we're being real. We're being real.
I'm just kidding.
No way.
I'm just kidding. I love that stuff.
I love it.
So, okay. So the best way to get in touch with you, do you have a phone number you like him to call?
The phone number that I give out is my personal phone number.
Okay.
And you can call or text it. I do have another phone number that is to my, I have a new assistant.
Nice.
Who's going to be making, she's going to be scheduling things for me. I can't do it anymore.
No, you have to have help.
So 801-292-1301 is my personal phone number.
Okay.
When you call that in about 2 weeks, it's going to say press 1 for scheduling, press 2 to talk to a technician.
Okay.
I'll be the one who you'll talk to likely. Even if you have questions, we have a website, columbiapest.com.
Okay.
That's Columbia, C-O-L-U-M-B-I-A, pest.com.
Okay.
You can find us on Jeff the Bug Guy on Instagram, Columbia Pest Control on Facebook.
Awesome.
Check out our reviews. Ask questions. Like I say, information is free.
Yep.
I will always answer your questions. And if I don't know the answer, I'll figure it out. I mean, I have resources, university resources, other technicians, other companies. We communicate a lot to figure out problems because we want to solve your issues. That's what we're here for. We're here to take care of your bugs.
Well, we appreciate you coming in.
I think
great personality, fun to talk to.
This is like the least derailed we've ever gotten. It's just like
you
want to
get derailed? Let's do it. let's have a conversation. You want to talk politics? Well, let's do that. Let's go there.
Depends on what side of
most
the
aisle. Most popular episode
maybe
ever.
Maybe we shouldn't. Yeah, maybe we should.
No, I after this, we'll talk and we'll see if we're on the
religion
same
and politics. Yeah, you should never talk about those things.
But anyway, thanks for coming. It's
thank
been
you for
awesome.
Having me. Appreciate
so people
it.
Get in touch with him. He'll take good care of you.
You're in good hands.
Jeff the Bug Guy.
Jeff the Bug Guy.